Colorado Parks and Wildlife awarded the Lake Fork Conservancy $33,000. Camille Richard, the executive director of the organization, says the grant will help fund the second phase of its river restoration project in Lake City. Last fall, the Conservancy restored the lower part of Hinson Creek, the main tributary of the Lake Fork of the Gunnison. Richard says the tributary and its confluence run through the heart of town.
What phase two involves is going downstream from the confluence through the north part of town. That stretches primarily private land with a lot of streets and alleys that cross the river. But there's one section where we have a potential to try and gain public access and turn that area into a type of river park.
Parks and Wildlife gave the funds to the Conservancy to help improve angling opportunities in the area.
If you look at the Lake Fork from, say, Lake San Cristobal down through to where it dumps into Blue Mesa Reservoir, I'd say easily 90% of it is private. So getting public access along the river is really important, especially for us. We're a tourism-based economy with fishing as a very prime attraction for our visitors.
In total, CPW awarded more than $200,000 in matching grants to six projects across the state through its Fishing is Fun program this year. In western Colorado, the Rio Blanco Water Conservation District got $70,000 to build an ADA-compliant fishing pier on Kinney Reservoir. The city of Rifle received $30,000 to build a new boat ramp on the Colorado River. And the Land Trust of the Upper Arkansas got more than $20,000 to build a new parking and access trail at the Headwaters Ranch in Lake County. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.